What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Great stuff that first hour. Love to hear from you too. 855-839-1210. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock. If you've said to yourself, though, you know, I want to go to one of these Mulligan's events, don't forget, too, it's quite a doubleheader. No radio station in America that I know of can pull that off. I'm there on August 15th at Mulligan's. What, about under 5 miles away, Rich at the Grand Hotel? I mean, you talk about covering the Jersey Shore. We'll have great people there with us. You know Johnny Z. It is a party. It is... the summer White House. Hasn't been sober on Twitter, says, and yes, there's a rumor that the Resolute desk, really called the recliner desk, is made out of the wood left over from the Barco lounger. No truth to that rumor, but it is a special time, special things that go on there, and a lot of fun. You meet a lot of the people you hear on air, Ro and me, Dan usually, and some of these people that we have on regularly, like Joe Conklin. All right, 855-839-1210. That'll get you in. All right. This story from Axios takes me back to when New Jersey was considering doing the in-state tuition rate for people that were here illegally. The Axios says Republican-leaning states, once at the forefront of laws helping pay in-state tuition for people here illegally, are trying to roll back that access thanks to pressure from President Trump. Around 8% of the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants are under 18. And the ending of in-state tuition would make college unaffordable, they say. So Axios is making the argument. Well, you know, if they got through the public school system, the argument that I make is, what about someone just over the bridge? They can't get in a state like New Jersey. They cannot get in-state tuition. So why should someone here illegally get that? I'm not saying we're going to go on a manhunt for people that somehow or another got through the public schools, now want to go to college. But I am saying this is the type of break that should not happen. And I mentioned that in Pennsylvania, there is one institution mentioned here, and that would be Pennsylvania does not have a statewide policy granting in-state tuition to people here illegally. However, It's nuanced. Some public institutions have enacted their own policies. For example, Penn State University extends in-state tuition to undocumented students, provided they meet some residency requirements. Again, at Penn State, at one point, for the state-run colleges, you know, like Penn State, think of any where it is the state institution, they are pricey for, you know, something that you would think would be cheaper.
Highest in-state tuition in the country, Pennsylvania.
Are they still? That's just the system
yeah. As a whole, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if that's the case, then it could be a pretty good deal if you're in Jersey and would like to go to Penn State or in Delaware or wherever. You're an American citizen. You grew up in it. Shouldn't you have that privilege then? Well, the answer is no. We kind of made it. We're supporting people that are here in Penn State. They live here. But should that be the requirement, or shouldn't they have to live here equally? In other words, no one's saying block the access, although that's another question. Of people going to college that have attended high school and now have graduated. Well, we are saying, though, you shouldn't get this kind of break. And as Axios makes mention, any number of states do have that. Jersey's one of the leaders. Penn State takes it upon himself. What are these legislators doing? Do they agree with this, or does Penn State just do what it wants? Penn State does apparently what it wants. So when you see this, I remember the first time I went to a protest rally on this, and this Ukrainian girl we used to play was going nuts. She was here illegally because Villanova was too expensive if she didn't have that in-state tuition rate, which Pennsylvania did not at that point and still does not, as far as I know. But this is just another example of you don't even have to be so-called draconian to ask questions about benefits, Medicaid's another one, but this is a big one in many instances, particularly when an American citizen cannot get that same advantage. Now, I'm not saying, well, then let's let America know. I'm not saying that. Each state sets up these institutions. By the way, I have a lot of antagonism, if you listen over the years, as you know, tremendous antagonism to Penn State. And this is just another example of what they do. And I've always suspected any number of legislators want to stay in good with Penn State. Football tickets at the 50-yard line or something like that are a prize, among other things. So here goes Penn State again. But the Trump administration is putting pressure on these states to now try to remove this dichotomy of in-state tuition so that there's a fair playing field here. And again, as this heats up, I saw a study over the weekend that said, based upon the current numbers, about 66% of people that have been arrested have criminal past or criminal charges pending against them. Vis-a-vis the immigration thing. I mentioned to you in Montgomery County, and this is smart, the illegal immigration advocates there are going municipality by municipality to try to influence the boards, the commissioners of each municipality, 62 of them, to say they're not going to help ICE out. I think it means even more. They're going to try to make it even harder for ICE. And the only place that I know of in the four-county area of Philadelphia, and if there's another one I'd like to know, put them on the map, is Sheriff Fred Herron and what he's doing vis-a-vis this program over there in Bucks County, which is a biggie because that's the entire county. But Montgomery County, those commissioners are not wanting to be publicly sanctuary city, even though they're far left. They're afraid of reprisals from the Trump administration. So now we're going small town by small town to get on board and to say, we're not going to help ICE out in any way, shape, or form. Republicans are saying, oh yeah, do it. Let's see what happens. Now, some of these places people that vote there might be on board with it. But in a lot of places in these small towns, if they hear that, you would think there'd be a revolt. They would say, no, what are you kidding? Not helping ICE. And there have been any number of incidents over the weekend of people attacking ICE agents, trying to run them over in one incident, and on it goes. As much as the tariff issue with President Trump may be up in the air a bit, the immigration thing is still going strong. Democrats like to say it's going to catch up with him. People are not about mass deportation. And I've said constantly, that's not true. It's not 75%. It might be 55, 45, something like that. But people are on board with this. And when you tell them, as I just did, that somebody that's an American citizen's kid can't go to a school in Jersey or go to Penn State and say, give me in-state tuition. No. But if you're here illegally and in Pennsylvania, or sort of in Pennsylvania, Penn State appears to be very happy to do that very thing. How? Penn State is the crown jewel that state government should have control over. Why are they allowing them to do that? It's a great question, is it not? How did that get arrived at, that Penn State made that decision? Pennsylvania does not have that as a law statewide, not even close. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert's next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today. It's amazing that we're talking about genes the way we are over the past week or two. And I think that American Eagle should put it in the left's face by expanding that ad campaign to include other people, like maybe Otani or maybe, you know, Beyonce. I mean, there's lots of people with genes. The left has just lost their minds. But I think that if the American Eagle expanded this out to other accomplished people who obviously have good genes, it will just isolate the liberal white. It would isolate the angry liberal white women, so that they'll just be their own little cackling band while everybody else is looking at them like they're out of their minds, man. They're out of their minds, Dom.
Yeah, this isn't even an 80-20. This is in the 90s or mid-90s. And Robert, though, they're not stopping with this. They still cannot give it up. They just are winding down in craziness. And again, Mondani, I have Cory Booker coming up. When asked about Mondani, does he endorse him? You would think he'd have a better answer. It is amazing what he says. So, yeah, keep these issues coming.
They have completely lost their minds, and I say we just go with it and enjoy the ride, because I'm loving it myself.
You know what? That's my attitude, too, as you know. Not getting we're outraged over that. Well, that might be fake. I'm egging them on. Do more of it. Tell us more.
That's my daily chuckle, Dom, I have to admit it. But I'll get right to the side answer. And I was thinking, and then you started this conversation about the legalized weed, Dom, so you inspired my answer. I'm going to go with Cheech and Chong. They made many movies together, many albums together. They entertained me a lot when I was a kid, right there with George Carlin. I'll go with Cheech and Chong, and you guys have a great day, okay?
Great answer, Robert. Very good. Okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, the person that's doing the best job covering, I think, I've been told that Jack Ciattarelli is going to go to Israel. You know, I was trying to get him to come to our big event at Mulligan's, but hey, his excuse note, he's going to Israel. Now, why would a governor be going to Israel? Well, in a state like Jersey, Jewish voters, etc., it's going to be fascinating to see what he says, what he sees, boots on the ground, in Israel. But Mikey Sherrill, covered by Dawn Fantasia, has voted now on a measure that was before the Congress, introduced to overturn the Environmental Protection Act's approval of California's Advanced Clean Cars rule. So Jersey will have no fossil fuel, no cars like that by 2035. And she signed off on that. Now, that's a long way down, you know, in this governor's race. But are people really not going to pay attention to that? Whoa, wait a minute. You know, I won't be able to have that type of vehicle. That's right. That's what Murphy has signed on to. That's what Newsom started. California, they've signed off on it. And she has signed off on that. No gas-powered cars by 2035 in favor of electric vehicles across the board. You won't be able to do that in Jersey. Now, I think that means buy them. I'm not sure if you drive one. Do they stop you? Do they pull you over? State police going to pull you out of the car in Jersey. 2035, not that far down the road where we'll have to abide by this. And, of course, she knows nothing about quadrupling, apparently, her net wealth, she and the husband, through stock trading, through stock deals. There's a lot that's going to play out here. There's going to be a close race, and it will depend on turnout in the end more than anything else. But this is not like the last time around with Jack Chitterelli, not even a little bit. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls next. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock on Talk Radio 1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
There we go. That's today's side question. That's the theme, National Friendship Day. Real or fictional? Heard some great ones. Don't let them take yours. Get in early. And your reaction, Bill O'Reilly with me, talking about both Russiagate, Epstein, and do they move the needle with the public? And I told you about this stuff with Axios, states like New Jersey sticking to the in-state tuition model. Some states are apparently red, and the Trump administration offering a lot of disincentives for people to stay with that. In other words, they're trying to move them off that and to say, no, isn't this akin to Medicaid? And look, I get it. In some cases, these are the kids, some of them, that may have been brought here early on by their parents. And, you know, we're in that no man's land with them. But what are we going to do with them? Are they sitting? The whole thing. But that doesn't mean they should get the benefit of this just because of that mistake that was made. And that's what we're talking about. I think this is very similar to people being on Medicaid that are here illegally. We get the need for medical care, but we're trying to take away incentives. The magnet that draws people here to say, yes, you can come here and be normalized. You can't if you're here illegally. Let's go to Lori in Ringo's. And Lori is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lori.
Tom, on this fantastic day, and then this, you talked about out-of-state tuition and in-state tuition for Penn State, and it just raining all over me. So my son, we live in New Jersey, but I lived half of my life, over half of my life in Pennsylvania, paid plenty of income taxes. It was when I had like a real career before I had my kids and all. But we live in New Jersey. He got into Penn State University Park and he got into Rutgers. And we looked at both of them and other schools. And, you know, Penn State University Park was the field he wanted. He didn't want to be in a city, and he didn't want to have to ride a bus to go across the four campuses of Rutgers in New Brunswick. So that's where he goes. We got one more year to go. So
how much difference would have made if you got in-state tuition per year? How much?
Let me just tell you, we got the bill for his fall semester just for tuition because he lives off campus now. Fall semester at University Park for him in the business school, undergraduate, it's between $25,000 and $27,000.
Exactly.
Just for the semester. Okay, right. That's how.
Wait
that's,
a minute, the
and
semester.
It's about maybe,
okay. Yeah.
It's about maybe half, between half. I would say it's about half of that for in-state. So now you're telling me that somebody who has no skin in this game, who came here, maybe they've been here most of their life. All right, but they're going to get an in-state rate, and I got to pay through the nose. And my kid and my girls both have gone to Penn, so the twin of my son is at Penn in her last year. They get grants. They get it. Penn State gives you nothing. Okay, you can take loans, but we saved our money. We said this is what we want to do for our kids. So for us, it's the right decision. For him, it was the right school. But I'm not saying I love everything about it. And
no, Lori, and again, look, at least in Jersey, it's a progressive state by and large. We're changing that. So you expect it there. But how does Penn State jump in and do this when under state law, I see nothing here that would allow them to do that? They're doing it on their own.
I don't get it either. And let me just say one thing, one other thing. This is the charging out of state, like by Penn State this way, they get. You know, full board. People go into it with their eyes open from out of state. They know they're paying a lot more. It's the equivalent of what the Ivies do. If you were an international student,
that's
they
right.
know they got you.
Right.
And
that's the other side of it. The international student taking the place of American students because they're going to pay a lot more going to a Penn, for example.
Right. And can I say one other thing? I know this is getting long. So this we save. We have three kids. This, we're down to the last year for the twins. The way we own our home. We're trying to do this without loans, but we don't live an extravagant lifestyle. To pay for this last year, my husband's uncle, who was wounded in France and spent 4 years in VA hospitals in World War II, never got married, never had kids, gave my husband savings bonds. So if you don't think we have skin in the game, and then you got somebody who doesn't in this country getting preferred rates, I think that's wrong.
Exactly. And Lori, by the way, I'm just going down memory lane. This can't be. I think the one time we met, maybe twice, but once, was at Barb's motorcycle extravaganza. We were doing a
that
big thing.
That was my
thing.
Son.
Yes.
I brought my
oh,
son.
My God. Yes.
Yeah. So he's out.
That's
he's
quite a while
supply
ago.
Chain.
Yeah.
He's a supply chain manager at Penn State,
okay.
And he's doing good.
So. Good, good. What's your side today, Lori?
I'm going to say dumb and dumber.
All right. There's two friends. Good one. Lori is just all-time great. And when we met her son, I don't know if he was 9 or 10 or something like that, maybe even younger. Wow. That was quite an event. It was on the cusp, but we used to do a special thing on President's Day. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Side question, Friendship Day. Hit us with those two best buddies. But I'm reading right from this material here that Penn State has decided that even though Pennsylvania does not have a statewide policy, some public institutions, I'll see if there are more, have their own policies. Penn State extends in-state tuition to undocumented students, including DACA recipients, provided they meet residency requirements, attending a Pennsylvania high school, graduating, receiving a GED. Well, that's all nice. By the way, the In-State Tuition Fairness Act has been proposed in the Pennsylvania General Assembly to grant in-state tuition to residents regardless of immigration status. It has not been enacted statewide. Well, that would be Democrats' wish list to do that. And Lori's conservative and reasonable and somebody who, you know, is going through this. That makes quite a difference, does it not? Just think of someone living, you know, near the Ben Franklin, or they're in South Philly, the Walt Whitman Bridge. What is it, a couple miles, they're over into Jersey. No in-state tuition for you. But if you're living somewhere in Jersey illegally, there is. It's an in-state tuition state. So that's being rolled back. That's being challenged. And again, these kids that came here, brought here by their parents, some of them at a very young age. Okay, we get this. And they're caught up in this now. But don't these things, aren't they an example, just like Medicaid, of the magnet that attracts people here? That they know if they do it long enough and stay here, somehow or another, some Democrat's going to get into office and make this all legal. Or some Republican. Ronald Reagan often said that the 1986 thing he did, which essentially legalized those that were already here, was the worst decision he ever made as president. He was right. Why'd he do it? I don't know. I can't answer that. I remember the Republicans behind it. I think it was the guy from, was it the senator from Wyoming? And I'm trying to remember the Democrat's name on it. But that's essentially what they did. So even Republicans have done this stuff. And what was the result? Did that stop illegal immigration? No, it increased it. People see an incentive, they're going to come here. As soon as Joe Biden was in office, people started running for the border. I played you Harry Enten from CNN earlier today, and he talked about the migration level, legit or illegal, to America is going to be at a negative, meaning more people leaving than coming in. That's an astounding number. It's a drop in the bucket, though, to what we're facing. And when you have a place like Montgomery County with 62 municipalities all saying, or they're trying to make them say, all right, we're not going to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. Making it very dangerous for ICE, too. You're making them other. You're making them not what they are, law enforcement. Now, this is, let's broaden this a little bit. This has been done to police in general. Police that go along, they have some goofball police chief like in Cincinnati. Remember that woman? It's a clear racial attack, racial crime there. She says social media and talk radio is fomenting this. They have people on city council there saying those people had a right to be slugging people. And it was black on white. All right. The other side likes those types of cops. Can you imagine the type of police commissioner, if there still were police, Mandani would appoint? Where would they get that person from? Maybe Helen Gim would be police commissioner. But when it's people actually enforcing the law, Democrats go on years-long attacks that puts them at risk. People figure they're right to be firing away at them. Just like on social media, that woman that was an executive, I think she was only 27, that was killed at Blackstone in the shooting last week in New York, is being talk of the Luigi-ism of America, the Luigi guy taking out the United Health guy. This is the very same thing. People on social media are saying, good, that's a start. So I'm going to be monitoring, and you can help me. You see anything in your local patch or whatever it is about any movement of these people that are on town councils, the 62 municipalities in Montgomery County. They're pressuring them one by one to get them to sign off to say, no, we are not going to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. really to put up a collective iron wall over there, iron curtain in Montgomery County, so that ICE is out there and they hope to discourage them, put them at risk even if they have to. East Norriton, West Norriton are mentioned in this. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next. Hey, it's here. Rescued Natural Supplements' biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you. Right now, stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will be shipped for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. Whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, just use that code VIP50 to receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more Rescue Natural Supplements. That code again, VIP50 at res-q.com.
All right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Come to your Dano show. I'm going to take one off. Somebody just put it up on Twitter, HJW3, Harry and Richie. Ashburn and Cowis, I would say greatest duo in the history of sports, at least in Philadelphia. Hard to believe, Harry. Hard to believe. Among all the wild stuff they did. And Cowis, of course, Hall of Fame broadcaster. Ashburn, a Hall of Fame player. That's what we're looking for. Friends. Either publicly, or you knew that they had that friendship. Cory Booker has none of that good stuff. Here is the Bookman talking. He's asked about simple question by the guy from CNN. You're 10 miles away. You talk about all the time. 10 miles away, Newark to New York. Are you going to support Mondani, the communist or the socialist, running to be mayor of New York? Here's the Bookman.
I'm wondering if part of the issue with your party, do you think, is not embracing enough of the energy on the left flank of your party. You're seeing what's happening in your neighboring state in New York. Zoran Mamdani, he's the Democratic candidate, Democratic Socialist candidate there. Democratic leaders are not supporting him. Is that a problem? Do you support him?
So you and I are going to have this conversation, and I'm going to say to you one day, I told you so. Uh-huh. This is not a left-right issue. It really isn't. It is authoritarian versus people who want pragmatic government that makes a difference in the lives of American people. I'm one of these people that says the lines that divide us in America are not nearly as strong as the ties that bind us. Big corporations, people want to keep our eyes on the screen, want to pit us against each other and tell us how much we should hate each other. I'm sorry. The left-right lens is not the right lens to look at this right now. Right now it is, can we get back to the pragmatic work of governing?
Well, Mamdani, are you going to support him?
I have learned a long time ago, let New York politics be New York politics. We got enough challenges in Jersey. I got a governor's race. I'm supporting Mikey Sherrill. I got legislative races. That's where my energy is going to go going into November. New York City, I love you. You're my neighbor. You're about 10 miles from where I live. You guys figure out your elections. I'm going to focus on mine.
All right. My point, if this guy wins, which I predict he will, this is going to come up again and again and again in the midterms, simply out of competition. Not everybody in the media is going to avoid it and say, oh, can't ask Democrats that. If it were somebody else on the far, far, far right, we'd ask Republicans that. So this will come up again and again and again. That's not a master class in how to handle this. By the way, one more. Here is the economic advisor, Hassett, for the Bush administration, who I think really knows his stuff. He might be, when Powell goes, I think he's going to be the Fed chair potentially. But he's making the point about this woman that Trump fired who was in charge of the labor statistics. And the best argument I can give you, and it's not that at this point in time it's the best argument that Trump should have fired her now, is you want your own person in charge of this. Not that they're going to be cooking the books in your favor, but I do think there are all kinds of things here that can't be explained. Here is the president's economic advisor saying this was so bad, this downward number correction on jobs, I thought it must be a typo.
Pay for the same kinds of problems.
But just to be very clear, do you have, does the administration have any evidence that it was rigged, as the president said? And will you be presenting that to the American public?
There, well, the evidence is that there have been a bunch of revisions that could appear to partisans. Oh, I mean, the revisions are hard evidence. There, for example, there was a 818,000 revision making the Joe Biden job record a lot worse that came out after he withdrew from the presidential campaign.
Exactly.
There have been a bunch of patterns that could make people wonder. And I think the most important thing for people to know is that it's the president's highest priority that the data be trusted and that people get to the bottom of why these revisions are so unreliable.
Well, let me ask you about what will.
All right. This woman reminded me of the archivist. Remember the National Archivist constantly going back and forth with Trump? These are people put in there by the other side. Is there going to be hard evidence that she hit a switch and cooked the numbers here? I think he did a good job. I saw him on many of the Sunday shows making the point. And the point I would make, this is somebody that the president appoints. Now, we're going to need somebody really good to go in here, really good record. They have to go through the Senate. They have to answer questions on this. So you got to have somebody very credible. And if they suddenly say 10 million jobs were created, well, there goes that theory. But when you can appoint people in a position like this, I know what I would be thinking as president. I want someone there that's going to give me a fair shake. And I have a lot of doubts about this Biden appointee based upon what he just said and all this correcting that is huge. Particularly, they corrected it after Biden dropped out 818,000. I mean, there can be a little bit off here and there. We know that stuff. But the idea of these numbers is appalling. You know what it plays into. They just want to make the point, we're going to go into recession. It's the tariffs. It's Trump. That's why it's so important. All right, coming to your calls next, I promise. We'll get a few more on board. All-time friends, Scott Presler, our guy, here at 2 o'clock today. He's got some more big news about Pennsylvania, New Jersey, also, I think, Chester County. The march on, every week we hear this. And again, it's a slow, incremental process. But it seems to me in New Jersey, that race is already within 2 or 3 points. If the election were held today, it would be very tight. But by the time we get to November, there's a reasonable chance that Jack Ciattarelli is going to be the winner by more than a point. You know, something a little bit more substantial. She's got the home court advantage. She's got pretty fair money and name recognition. But she's got a lot of baggage. I just gave you some of it today. All right, 855-839-1210. Is that Goodfellas?
Benny King.
Oh, okay. All right, 855-839-1210. Friends, buddies. We haven't gotten female ones yet. We'd like those, too. That's the side question today. Hey, Mondani, today making news, calling, of course, to get rid of the police completely, lamenting the fact that 200 NYPD officers are leaving every month. I would predict if this guy does get elected, which I think he will, it'll probably be 500. And as much as they may have a lot of people that used to want to be a cop in New York, you know, how much of this can you take every year? And the quality is going to go down. That's exactly what will happen with this guy. The upside, he's going to help us win the midterms. Our only thing to watch out for the midterms at this point is old Dougie, Doug Mastriano. Eminem, Mondani, Mastriano. That's the ticket. That's the key. And it tells me when Doug Mastriano gives an interview to the Inquirer that he is running this time all out, figuring somehow or another he'll squeak in there, be the nominee, and then get blown out again. Is Mastriano really a Democrat agent? That's something to pursue. Doug, come on the show and prove otherwise. I mean, I don't know if you are or not, but you're certainly very effective at helping them win big time. Next hour, I'll get into Josh Shapiro showing his cards. I'm kind of surprised in this one. He joined his administration 17 other states in suing the Trump administration, saying their tactics are setting up a national ban on so-called gender-affirming care. All right, here's the hill. He wants to die on it, too. Let's get it out there. And you know what they're using? And Christie was one of the people that said this first. They're using the lame argument, well, if the parents sign off on this, why can't they sign off on it? And we've said, are you serious? Do we allow parents to say their kids can drink like an adult would drink, something of that nature? No, we don't. There's all kinds of things where we say that's negligent. That's wrong. You can't, as a parent, do that. It's not in the best interest of the child. But we're told now, you people say parental rights if the parents say cut stuff off when they're 7 or 8. Well, then why not? Scientists, we have them over here. Oops. 20 of these children's hospitals nationwide have said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. I'll give you what Shapiro said, though. It's very instructional that even he cannot avoid the loss on this issue. Why? We've been through why they can't avoid it. What he thinks he's going to do on this. And I gave you the argument. Aren't you for parental rights, Dom? That's what he would tell me. Dwayne in Valley Forge. Dwayne's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dwayne, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Sure, Dom. Dom, I might get emotional, but I've been listening to you since WWDB. And I consider you a friend and your guys my friend and even my extended family.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. I feel the same way. And, you know, you said something the other day. You were an older guy. I always thought of you as a guy who sounded like you were in your 30s to me, and I have a pretty good judge of...
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. My friend. I'm going to be 70 in January.
Well, happy birthday in advance. But, Dwayne, you are just such a both fun and serious caller over the years. So thank you for saying that.
Well, thank you. Well, Dom, before I give you my side question, I have so much TDS in my life that I feel like I need friends like you guys to get something off my chest. Yesterday, I turned on the radio, and I'm hit with the story of the Beau Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving church, and I don't want to be using expletives, But, you know, this family is responsible for a quarter of a million souls sold into slavery with who knows what's going on with them. And
yeah, exactly. The trafficking is on the Biden administration, without a doubt.
It's not dripping with irony. It's submerged.
Yes. Yes, Dwayne. Who's your side today, Dwayne?
Okay, well, in 1956, Elvis wrote a song about a dog named Shep, and I wrote a song about him as well, and did it as a fundraiser for the Spade Club. And the story of Shep, Elvis's song, and my song as well, is a true story inspired by a dog named Shep. And in Montana, in the mid-1930s, a shepherd died, and his coffin was loaded on a train for burial back east. Well, Shep followed that coffin to the train station, and he waited there every day for 6 years, and he lost his hearing. They tried to give him a home. They tried to take him away, but he kept coming back to that train station, and he waited and he waited, and his senses failed him, and one day he was hit by a train, and I think he went to heaven to be with his shepherd friend, friend for life and for afterlife.
Thank you, Dwayne. Boy, that's definitely, the stories of a dog, the pet, that is that fate. But the final, one of the final scenes of Gran Torino, Daisy, before Clint Eastwood goes off to do what he's going to do on the step with the Asian woman. That is a very moving scene. Henry, you had something on?
That's a great example of it in Gran Torino. I love that movie.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, goodness. Side question, so difficult. All right, the great Scott Pressler is with us next. A lot to report each and every Monday. By the way, don't forget Mulligans, always on a Friday. We always try to do it on a Friday, make it a three-day weekend. Rich has his show over at the Grand Hotel. I mean, no radio station's giving you a two-for-one like that. And in one case, you can walk in and say gravy. In the other, you got to say sauce. You figure it out. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.